Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. April 20th, 2021. The time is 10:01 a.m. We are on day 19 of our Hunca session. Congressman Big Horse, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this morning, dear God, Heavenly Father, thankful for the weather, dear God, Heavenly Father, the changes in the weather, dear God, Heavenly Father. We appreciate this spring that you have brought upon us, dear God, Heavenly Father. We continue to ask prayers, dear God, Heavenly Father, for this virus that continues to linger out there, dear God, Heavenly Father. We just ask that you be with those that are sick, dear God, Heavenly Father, that may be in the hospital, dear God, Heavenly Father. And we ask that you be with those that are in mourning, dear God, Heavenly Father, and be with our Wajaji people, wherever they may be, dear God, Heavenly Father, today. Dear God, Heavenly Father, just ask that you be with our elders and our children, dear God, Heavenly Father. Give those that are with need, dear God, Heavenly Father, give them their wants and their needs, dear God, Heavenly Father. We ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Okay, we have a quorum. Again, Assistant Chief Redcorn remains with his wife, who is ill at this time. Please keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for April 19th. Speaker. Yes, second speaker.
I believe yesterday on the approval of the journal, Congressman Walker moved to approve the journal.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd like to move to approve the journal as amended.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the journal for April 19th. And seconded, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the journal's approved. Thank you. Next is reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Congressman Keene.
The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this morning regarding ONCA 20-67. Final committee action was due passes properly engrossed. Three yes votes are Keene, Big Horse, and Good Fox. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Next is reports of standing committees. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Cultural Committee met yesterday to consider bill number ONCA 2146. The sponsor was Congressman Bill Keene. Co-sponsors were Congresswoman Stabler and Congresswoman Goodfox. The date of the meeting was April the 19th. The final committee action was due pass with five yes votes, Stabler, Rivard, Keene, Maker, and Big Horse. May I continue?
Yes, sir.
Also, on April the 19th, the Cultural Committee met on appointee of Mr. George Stabler to the Traditional Cultural Advisors Committee. The final committee action was candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. There were four yes votes, Rivard, Keene, Maker, and Big Horse. One absent was Stabler. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Does anyone have any bills or resolutions to introduce? Hearing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. I am reading in ONCR 2109, a resolution to authorize and adopt the Articles of Incorporation for the Nonprofit Corporation, the place to borrow money to be formed under the Osage Nation Nonprofit Corporation Code. ONCR 2109 is assigned to Commerce Committee. General Order Day 1, second reading. Second Speaker Rivard.
Yes, thank you, Chair. To read ONCA 20-66, an act to amend the Osage Nation Higher Ed Fund Act definition of student in good standing and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Just want to remind everyone to please mute your phones. If you're not speaking, we can hear some feedback in the chambers. General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2125, an act to amend the Treasury Law 15 ONC Section 2321 to prevent employees who separate service with the nation from continuing to serve on the Investment Oversight Committee and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Potts is the sponsor. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on tomorrow's agenda. ONCA 2129, an act to amend 15 ONC Section 2304C to change the qualifications for the treasurer and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Goodfox is the sponsor. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congresswoman Goodfox.
I move to withdraw ONCA 2129.
Second.
Okay, there is a motion and second to withdraw ONCA 2129. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor Say yes.
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 No.
No.
Yes.
Any opposed? Say no. And I believe Congresswoman Stabler and myself are no's. Therefore, Congresswoman Goodfox has now withdrawn. If there is any other member of Congress who would like to pick that bill up, they may. Or do you need to be recognized?
This is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes, I don't know how to word the motion, but I'll be willing to pick the bill up.
Okay, we will, let's see, it's, let me think about where it is. It's on day two. Mr. Gill? Yes, Congresswoman Stabler at this time would like to pick up the bill, ONCA 2129, as the sponsor.
Yes, I believe the rules only require that she state that she will agree to sponsor it, and then her name will be placed on the bill going forward.
Okay, so there's, we don't have to have any, it's been a while since we've done this, so just making sure that you all are in communication on that, and then it will continue. Okay, so Congresswoman Stabler is now the sponsor of ONCA 2129. I have read the bill. Are there any amendments to be proposed?
Chair, this is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to make a motion to hold ONCA 2129 on general aid order day two until Friday for amendments.
Okay. There is a motion to hold ONCA 2129 on general order day two until Friday's agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCA 2129 will be held on general order day two until Friday. ONCA 2142, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,720,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for Wake and Iron Chapel in the Pawhuska Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on tomorrow's agenda. ONCA 2143, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,750,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for Wake and Iron Hall in the Pawhuska Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on tomorrow's agenda. Just a reminder to please mute your phones. We can hear movement. ONCA 2144, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,567,784 to the permanent fund to replenish the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Second Speaker Rivard is the sponsor. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on tomorrow's agenda. ONCA 2145, an act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Gray Horse Indian Village for a cemetery gate and fencing and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Tillman is the sponsor. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? At this time, I would like to entertain a motion to hold ONCA 2145 on general order day two until Friday's agenda.
So moved. This is Brandy.
There is a motion to hold. Is there a second? What? There isn't a, to clarify, that was a so moved. I entertained the motion. Congresswoman Libman has made the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second Stabler.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to hold ONCA 2145 until Friday's agenda on general order day two. Is there any discussion?
Speaker Pratt.
Congressman Tillman, go ahead.
Could you state the reason for this?
Yes, sir. I was just getting ready to, I want to make sure anyone else didn't have a comment. As discussed in committee, at the end of last week, Congresswoman Lemon has reached out and been in discussions, and I have with a communication with the representative of Apple as well, and they are awaiting feedback. And so I would just, I did let them know that this would likely be voted on by Wednesday. And so I'm awaiting some feedback, but it has been discussed and the request is out there. So I would just like to wait to hear from them, and I believe Friday would be sufficient.
Speaker, if I may.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Were those discussions or requests that you had with these folks, was this for a portion, a part of it, or for complete funding?
It was for all three of those that you just mentioned. It is for the complete funding, but it was also stated if the complete funding would not be a thing, then is there any amount that they would assist with? I did express
okay, and
the
they'll
concern.
And they'll have an answer by, you said, Friday?
Yes, sir. I, like I said, I, in my communication, I don't know the exact specifics of the communication that Congresswoman Lemon has, but for myself, I can speak that I have spoken with them. They have forwarded it to the direct individual that would likely be over the Apple representatives. And so the request is out there. I let them know about the bill and express the concern of yourself and the members of Congress and the Gray Horse community. They understood and said that they would relay that and express that to that individual. And I did say that it would likely be scheduled to be voted on by Wednesday. I did hear back Monday morning, I believe, just saying that they were still awaiting a response, but they are actively seeking that. So hopefully, because I said Wednesday, then maybe they would get back later today or tomorrow morning, but I'm just stating that I believe that Friday would be sufficient, and there are other bills being held until Friday also.
Madam Speaker, this is Brandy.
Hold on, please. Congressman Tillman, did that answer your question?
It did, thank you.
Okay, thank you. And again, I'm just expressing the fact that I was willing to ask. It does not mean that I'm not in support of this. It was just a question. And I also expressed that this is something where we have to do. And I understand that. We do have to take care of this. But I just simply reached out to share in that responsibility. So thank you. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Speaker Pratt. Good morning, everyone. Members of Congress and everyone listening in. I too have a couple of inquiries out, and naturally I'm going to be in support of holding it on general order day two, because there has been some communication made verbally to me concerning a certain individual that is considering assisting in some way. I don't, it hasn't been confirmed on exactly which direction they would like to go. But I do know that they would like for this and to be an immediate impact, not something that's going to take place 2 or 3 years down the line. So I am currently in contact. I expect to be in contact with them today, possibly. And hope to have something also, either yes or no, up or down, by Friday. So I appreciate your support in supporting this. I hold it here because we have people out here that do want to help, and they want, and so that's exciting for us. And thank you, Madam Speaker.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Limit, it was, I'm not sure if the those online could hear you. It was very difficult to hear everything in the chambers. However, I will just express that basically what Congresswoman Limit is sharing is that there are a couple of options on the table. Am I going to vote for this on Friday? If the answers are no, yes. However, I'm asking to hold because there are a couple of options on the table with assistance. So if there's no more discussion, I'm gonna go ahead and say all those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCA 2145 will hold on general order day two until Friday's agenda. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2067, an act to amend the Osage Nation Gaming Reform Act of 2007, 14 ONC section 12105C1, to make the annual plan of operations due on or about August 15th of each year and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Potts is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, thank you. Are there any members of Congress who would like to speak for or against ONCA 2067?
Chair, this is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor. Yeah,
thank you. I just want to let everybody know that I'm going to be voting against this bill because, first of all, I'd forgotten that we had moved everybody's agenda to August for budgets, and I'm not for that. That's 2 weeks ahead of the session to start looking at budgets, and I think we need more time. So just based on my own opinion and principle, I'm going to be voting no on this because I think they should all go back to July so that we have more time to discuss or to research. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Anyone else?
Chair, this is Rivard.
Second Speaker Rivard.
Yes, thank you. So, as I understand, the current law states July 15th. And so I'm going to be voting no, based on the same principles as Congresswoman Stabler. And to add to that, I believe that the gaming folks said that they were fine with July 15th as well. So in the spirit of planning for the budgets and things of that nature, I feel like I'd prefer to see the annual plan earlier than the budget. So I'll be voting no. Thank you.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Any other members of Congress wish to speak? Hearing none, Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. ONCA 2067 is a pretty straightforward piece of legislation. All the legislation does is move the gaming plan of operations submission date from July 15th to August 15th. To be consistent with how 15 ONC 1A105 reads regarding the operating budgets of the nation. Those are all due August 15th to fund our entire government. We give ourselves from August 15th to September when we start session to review. ONCA 2043, passed by this body in June of 2020, passed unanimously. And to quote, the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise has requested that they be authorized to delay the submission of the annual plan of operations until August 15, 2020. We've long talked about the extension, almost in concert with moving the deadline for the operating budgets, which passed this body again in April of 2020, ONCA 2040. The only member who voted no then was me. It was brought up in committee that somebody text gaming CEO to determine how to vote on this bill or to determine what they thought of this bill. And I too was able to text the CEO and to quote our CEO, any extra time would be welcomed. In the spirit of consistency, I'm trying to give the Gaming Enterprise Board the same amount of time that we have already given the nation and the same amount of time that we've already approved in a resolution. I think this bill provides consistency in Osage law with it already in place. 15 ONC 1A105, August 15th. ONCA 2043, August 15th. A yes vote today is August 15th. A no vote today is to maintain an inconsistency in Osage law. I urge my colleagues to vote in support of this measure. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. The question is, shall ONCA 2067 pass?
Madam Speaker.
Oh, yes.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I too am going to be voting no.
Congressman Big Horse?
Hang on.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes, ma'am.
I apologize, but I called for Congressman Potts stated that he would like to close the debate, and therefore he has closed the debate. Thank you, sir.
My apology.
No problem. I apologize if I somehow couldn't hear you calling to asking to be called upon. Congressman Potts.
Make a motion to suspend the rules and allow debate to continue for Congressman Big Horse.
Second.
Okay. Motion is made and seconded to suspend the rules to allow for continued debate. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, motion passes. Congressman Big Horse, you now have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I didn't mean for it to be this way.
That's no problem.
I was trying to get in, but I just wanted to state that I will be voting no simply because the gaming does need the extra 30 days. So July may seem like an odd date because we're doing it for one entity, but this one entity is our lifeline. And it's a different entity than all the rest of them. So I just wanted to say that much and thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other members who would like to speak? I will at this time, because I did, it was mentioned that I did contact the CEO of gaming, and Mr. Big Horse stated that they are good to go as the law stands. That was we did a lot of things in the last year due to the need for flexibility and to address certain things in law, because that's what we do, is we, and that, you know, there are times that when people don't agree with it, it doesn't mean when you're amending a law, it doesn't mean you're breaking a law. We write the law, we amend the laws, we repeal the laws. And so would voting for this move it to be consistent with law regarding the nation's law in having their budgets prepared and turned in to Congress? Yes. However, I'm of the opinion that we need to probably address that as well, like Congresswoman Stabler. And either, I just think that it's important also to have that from the gaming, but I can see Mr. Big Horse saying, you know, in knowing him really well and speaking to him as much as, you know, I have throughout the years in the gaming meetings, that I can see him saying any additional time would be appreciated. That's the same thing that the executive branch stated when we were in the midst of working on budgets and in a COVID year, when I reached out to them to ask them if they could use an extra month because of everything going on. And I remember, you know, they said, is that an offer? And that they would love to have some extra time. So I can see Mr. Big Horse saying that. But he also clearly stated that they were good to go with the July deadline, or it's early July deadline. So I just wanted to add that, and thank you. Okay, so the question is, shall ONCA 2067 pass?
Congresswoman Good Fox.
No.
Excuse me?
No.
Thank you. Congressman Keene.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon.
I do apologize. My call was dropped, and so I am back. I apologize.
We're voting on ONCA 2067, and it's time for your vote, ma'am.
Oh, thank you so very much. Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
No.
Congresswoman Shaw.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Speaker Pratt.
No.
Motion fails.
Okay, ONCA 2067 fails. We are now in motions and notices.
Speaker, Mrs. Stabler.
I apologize. Usually when he leans towards the mic, I just call on his, apologize. Yes, Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to make a motion to place Bill Wilson, Nancy Pillsbury, and Julie O'Keefe for consideration for appointment on Friday's agenda.
Okay.
Second.
There's a motion and second to place Bill Wilson, Nancy Pillsbury, and Julie O'Keefe to their respective board appointees on Friday's agenda for confirmation. And seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Abstain.
Any opposed? Say no. Okay. Motion passes with one abstention from Congresswoman Goodfox. Okay, now Congressman Keene.
Yeah, the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee meeting. Let's go ahead and meet at 10:50. Stay on this feed. Thank you. Today, obviously.
Okay, Rules meeting at 10:50 on the same line. Congressman Big Horse. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Thank you, ma'am. Government operations will meet today from 1 to 3 p.m.
Thank you, sir. Second Speaker Rivard.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. Appropriations will meet today at 3:30 p.m. until 5 p.m. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other motions or notices? It's snowing pretty good outside.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Second.
All right, motion's made and seconded to adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned until tomorrow at 10. Thank you.